I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to yet another edition of Run with Coach Parry. I am Brad Brown. We've got the coach with us once again. Lindsay, welcome to it.
Yeah, glad that we're rolling. Second one, quite close to the first one. It's all good.
Absolutely. Let's talk today's question. It's got to do with two oceans. You've been in Cape Town for the Comrades Marathon Road Shows and the Bonitas Women's Seminar as well. There's lots of talk around two oceans because it's not too long to go now, but a lot of runners are trying to figure out how to incorporate two oceans in their comrades training. What's the best sort of way to do it? Should they be racing oceans? And this question comes from Zianda. How do I make sure that I train correctly for oceans and don't blow my comrades or vice versa?
So look, I've always looked at two oceans as a great preparation race for comrades, and a couple of days ago we had the question asking about how many marathons and ultras, and you know, for most people that is around three or four, and so oceans could easily fill that hole. So I'm quite a big fan of doing oceans if you can as a training run. This year, there's a reasonable amount of time between the two, so I suppose if you're going to misbehave, then this would be the year to do it. But the real problem with doing that is that you're misbehaving on the 31st of March, which is literally in the middle of your peak training for comrades, and then you have to give yourself a chance to recover. So the only thing that I will say you really shouldn't do is to race oceans hard and then to try and carry on training as if nothing happened. First prize is that you run two oceans, you enjoy it, have a good day out, but it's a really long training run. Second option is that you run hard, but then you give your body at least a week to recover and recover well, maybe some cross training, but stay away from running and then get back onto the training horse.
Absolutely. Well, as far as comrades goes as well, if you aren't aware, we're running our next Bonitas Comrades Marathon online webinar. That's coming up this Monday, the 19th of February. You can register to join us. It's going to be an hour-long, very interactive presentation, going to be running through some vital stuff you need to know about what you should be doing right now to have a successful comrades in 2018. The URL to get to is coachparry.com/comrades-webinar. That's coachparry.com/comrades-webinar. The link is below in your podcast player as well, or on the show notes page. Make sure you register, and don't forget too, if you'd like some one-on-one help, individualized coaching, we can help you out at Coach Parry. We've got a whole team of coaches that are more than willing to help you, so go check it out. coachparry.com/training is where you can get all those details. So until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and the coach, it's cheers.